let it be done throughout Shabbos. Yochi Abazoi, Mugmor Vegofris, my time is Shari Beishamai. As you want to say now, the brice before goes according to Beishamai, that you're allowed to put spice on top of the coals and let it burn throughout Shabbos, and the smoke goes up into your kelim. I, on the bottom, it's in the kli portion, and your kli is doing this melacha. And the Gemara now, hosa menach arya. We're talking about where the coals are not in your kli, it's not in an oven, but it's pushed on the ground. So since it's on the ground, it's not in your kelim, you have no kelim doing any melacha. It's not inside a kli, you just have the coals on the ground, so it's not cold in your kelim. I, the coals itself, that's like hefka, that's not kosher, but all the coals. So it's not called the melacha. But for the Gemara, the Akasha, according to Beis Shammai, gigas. Gigas means barrels of beer. They used to make beer where it takes 8 days for the barley to soak inside the water. Now when the barley is soaking inside the water, it's like a melacha's lash. The barley gets mixed up with the water and becomes lash. It's the melacha is being done to make the beer. So how are you allowed to let your barrels stay throughout Shabbos? Your barrels are causing lash to be taking place. Who are din v'ner? How could you have a candle burning in your house on Shabbos? It's your ner, and your ner is doing a melacha. Who are din u'kdera? How could you ever have a pot on the oven, even if you put it before Shabbos, of a throughout Shabbos, now it's being bishul. So your kelim is being mavashal on Shabbos. According to Beisham, it should be also a lot of pot go on top of the oven before Shabbos. Ushvut, what in the spit that you put the meat on and put it into the oven to roast it, should also be also. Is my time is shari beshamay, it's a zicha mutu kointe beshamay, everybody does like that. So what's the heta kointe beshamay? That there says the mafkulu afkuri. The zicha swara kointe beshamay, everybody is mafki the kelim. And since you know you have to cook, you have to have food, you have to have chont on Shabbos, so it's like a non sadi, you're mafki your pot before Shabbos. So in the sense, when the pot is doing cooking on Shabbos, it's not called your pot. That's what you have to say according to Beis Shammai. But according to Beis Hillel, Allah Chabad, everything is mutter. According to Beis Hillel, we hold there's no issa shvisas kelim. So Drashi Gigas, Shas Sheikhar B'toicho, you have beer inside it. V'yefshel Sheikhal Oretz, V'asur, you can't put it on the ground, it has to be in a barrel. V'asurim Nishurim Kol HaShabbos, and the barley inside is like soaking the whole Shabbos. Yosem Mechas Yom, takes at least 8 days to make beer. V'yashabbos Bechlal, you have to have a Shabbos in between. V'chein ner hadolik b'Shabbos, v'chein kedera shagabi kiro. She'yefshe shloit tistamek b'Shabbos. Even though it's cooked before Shabbos, or it gets a little bit more cooked on Shabbos. So who are the pot is doing this, the bishul on Shabbos. V'chein shvud, hamunach botanik l'kamon. Shalom say, let her put a shvud, a spit inside the oven. You have the meat roasting on the spit. The teretiz b'dam afkulu z'trashi l'kelim. As a non-sadi, everybody's mafkir is kelim before Shabbos. Since you don't own it, you like mafkir it, so you're not mitzvah to not have melacha be done in the keli. Only a keli that you own is a shvisas kelim. But if you mafkir it, it's mutter. The Torah speaks out mafkir. Afagav yom ben adorim devin hefkim b'fnei gimel. We hold in order to be mafkir kli, you have to do it in front of three people, and nobody does that. About a Friday before right before Shabbos, nobody goes in front of three people saying be mafkir my kelim. It's not that you need three, it's not me the rice. It's only a svara, a stamp to be mafkir chay, but you don't really mean it. We're afraid you're just joking around. So you have to have it in front of three people. But here it's a non-sad, you mean it, because nobody wants to be over in this the rice of Shrisas Kalem. So it's a non-sad, you being mafkir that helps. Same thing like chomets for Pesach. If you mafkir chomets before Pesach, also you don't need it in front of three people. Because a non-sad, you mean to be mafkir chomets. You don't want to be over the Issa chomets on Pesach. So there, help elves are filled between by yourself. So the more mantana l'hodatana rabbonim. Who learned this brisa? Loi tamale isha kedera asosiyes b'turmusim. An isha can fill up a pot with type of beans. Drashi mina kitni is different type of beans. Or tzrichin bishul yaisa. It takes a long time. It can take 20 hours for it to cook. You have to cook it very long. But teniach l'teicha taner erev Shabbos took this cholent pot and put it in the taner right before Shabbos im chashecha. Then it's also to do this. Even though you put it on the fire before Shabbos, still it's awesome. V'yim nostan, and if you did put it on the blech before Shabbos, is l'moitzoy Shabbos asurin. It's also teeth the whole Shabbos, and even moitzoy Shabbos is awesome. V'chtei sheyasu. You have to wait after Shabbos till the amount of time it will take you to start cooking it after Shabbos. In other words, you can't have any hanor for the melacha that was done on Shabbos. So you have to wait after Shabbos enough time that you can start cooking it then. So if you wait 10 hours after Shabbos, then you're allowed to eat it, because it's not cold, you had anor from Melech HaShabbos. Shrashi b'chtei sheyasu, k'dei shele yahanem Melech HaShabbos. You shouldn't have anor from Melech HaShabbos. I will soon say, what was the melech here? You put up this cholent before Shabbos on the blech. So what's wrong that's cooking throughout Shabbos? So the Gemara Yosef Boy, another din the Brisa says is Lo Yamale Nachtem Chavya Shemayim. A baker should not fill up a chavya, a barrel full of water. The Yaniach Latoicha Taner Erev Shabbos Simcha Shecha, and put this big pot full of water in the Taner right before Shabbos. It's also awesome. V'yim also came, and if he did it, is the Moitzoy Shabbos is also to have anor from it throughout Shabbos, and even Moitzoy Shabbos is also asurim v'chtei sheyasu, as long as it would take you to like start boiling the water after Shabbos. So that much time you could do it after Shabbos is not called you had anor from the after Shabbos, because you could have done it after Shabbos. So who's the Tanner of this Brisa? The Churuzot Gemara Leinu Beishamahi V'loy Beisil. This Brisa has to go according to Beishamahi. Like, what's the malacha? What's wrong with putting up the cholent before Shabbos? Elamai, that since on Shabbos your keli is doing an issa bishul, like besham, that's an issa deraisa, not to let your keli be mavashal on Shabbos. So the Gemara, no, here it goes even according to Beisilu. Afilu teima Beisilu. This could even go according to Beisilu. That's not an issa deraisa that you're having your pot cook on Shabbos, because according to Beisilu, there's no issa shvisas kelim. Your keli is allowed to do malach on Shabbos. And here it's a gzeira shemiyachta b'gcholim. We're afraid now if you put up a ruach cholin right before Shabbos, we're afraid that maybe it comes Friday night, the cholent is not ready yet, so you're going to want to make the fire a little bit bigger to get the cholent cooking better. So we're afraid Friday night when you come home, you're going to start hitting the coals to make the coals burn up, to get a bigger flame, to make it cook better. So that's the Zeresh HaMeyachta Bigger Cholent. Now that's one of the reasons why we use a blech. Well, a hector for this is, if you use a blech, you have a hecker that you're not allowed to hit the fire, that's mutter. If you'd put up a raw cholent right before Shabbos, it's also to do it, unless you have a blech. Because without a blech, you have this gzer, anything raw you put up right before Shabbos, there's a gzer, you come to hit it to make it burn better. Or you'll turn the fire and make it higher. We'll see later when the loch is not murchuk. People do the chumrah. But the gzer was just to cover the fire. That was the ikatakonim. You have to be gcholim lamai bishulim. We're afraid you'll hit the gcholim to make it cook better. For the Gemara Yehochiv, this is the Gzeira, and it goes according to Beis Hillel, of Azoi Mugma v'gofres nami ligzer. How come Beis Hillel says you're allowed to put this sense on the fire before Shabbos, and let it burn throughout the whole Shabbos, and the smoke goes into the kelim? I want you afraid also there, Shemiyachta. It's not doing such a good job, the coals are going out, let's be afraid to hit the coals. Have the Gemara Hossam lemachtla. No, that's a swear people don't hit the coals there. Di machti solak lekutra. Because there, the bad smoke would come up. Because when you're doing a process of making your kelim, making your clothes smell nice, so you have to let it only go from the coals itself. If you're going to hit the coals, you make black smoke come up, that's going to be bad for the begodim. So there's no gzera shemayachta. V'koshlu, and it's bad for it, therefore you have no gzera. V'ayto oinen shopishten, how come you're allowed to put flax inside the oven to become white? Why aren't we afraid also on Shabbos you come to open up the oven and hit the coals to make it go ahara? Nami ligzer, have the Gemara Hossam, Kiva Nakosha Luzika. It's very bad for the wind to come inside the Tana. What they did with the flax was they put the flax in the Tana before Shabbos, and in the Tana there was coals, and they used to close the Tana that no air comes in. Not no air, but just no wind should come in. Vice versa, because if you open up the Tana, then wind comes in, and the wind is bad for the flax. It won't make it so white. There'll come a little bit dirty wind inside, you wouldn't do it. So, Vice versa, no Xerim. It's keep on the kosher zika, since the wind is there to come in for the flax, lay megalalei, you won't open up the oven. Right, it's semel yura, the Mishnah says, according to Beis Hillel, you're allowed to put the wool in the yura in the big pot with dye before Shabbos, even though throughout Shabbos it dyes better. I ligzer, maybe you see it's not doing such a good job, so in the middle of Shabbos you come to hit the coals to make it burn better. Omar Shmuel b'yura kura. We're talking about there where it's a big pot, but in the time you took the pot off the fire. True, if the pot would be on the fire, it'd be also to leave it. It's also without a blech. On top of the fire itself, you'd have the gzera shemayachtam. Maybe the middle of Shabbos is not doing such a good job, you'll hit the fire. We're talking about the biyar rakura. It was taken off the oven, off the fire. It's not as no more shemayachtam. For the Gemara, there's another gzera though. V'necha shema megizbo. Let's be afraid on Shabbos you have this wool inside this big pot with dye, it's supposed to dye, maybe it's not doing such a good job. So how do you make it dye better? You come to be megish, you'll mix it around. You'll mix around the wool in the dye on Shabbos. Why don't we have such a gzera like that? Have the Gemara b'yakura v'teicha. It's not true, you have this gzera. We're talking about where this pot is off the fire. V'teicha means you like cemented down the cover. The cover is down very hard, tight inside. So if you don't have the gzera, you'll open up the cover. So much you won't do on Shabbos.
So Rashi learns Megis. Rashi says Mahapich bo u'mavushal hevi bishul. That's Rashi Shita, that if you're going to mix it up, Hagosa, there'll be an Issa Bishul. There's some Shitas like that. There'll be now a big Nishar Lelochim, but there is a Shita like this, but we're not Machma like this. Now, meaning, you take the Cholent off the fire on Shabbos, and then you want to take the ladle and mix up the pot. So here you're making Hagosa, you're mixing around the food, even though it's off the fire. So according to Rashi, Rashi is saying that should be Yosa. That will be an Issa Bishul. So Maisa, the Ramor brings it down, but you could be making on that. Because this pshat in the Gemara, we learn more like Tosfos Halacha. Tosfos learns the shaila is Dilma Megis Bo the heavy surveyor. It's not a shaila from Bishul. Here it's a shaila you're dyeing the wool. So we're afraid on Shabbos you come to mix the wool and then you'll be over the Issa surveyor. You're making it dye better. But something that was Mavushal cold circle, if the chold is completely cooked already, if you take it off the fire, we don't hold it as an Issa Megis. There's a Churma to be Machmir. But there's no cool, you could be making also to make a gosa. We're only machmir on top of the fire itself, not to make a gosa. It's when the chond is still on top of the fire, then you shouldn't take a ladle to mix it up. Even stam taking it out, there's also shallah. Some people make one, some people not make one. But to mamish make a gosa, that you shouldn't do when it's on the fire. But when you take it off the fire, then you could be making. It's not like Rashi.
Rashi's fair.
It's mechzik mubashim. Right, the hashtag the Yom Amar Gzeir Hashem Yachta Bin Cholim Zot Gemara. We're coming out to Maskana though that you can't put a fire, a pot, on the fire right before Shabbos because the Gzeir maybe you come to hit on the coals to make it burn better. Abazoi Hai Kedei Rechais. If you have a ruah cholent, is Shorui Lanuchi Yerush Shabbos Simcha Sheicha Matanur. As if it's a ruah cholent, nothing started to cook at all before Shabbos. So the Gemara that's muta to put up right before Shabbos. Why my timer? Friday night it's not going to be ready anyway. It's the normal time. It took a good few hours till it got cooked. So if you put it up right before Shabbos, you zichet don't have das eat it Friday night because you know it's going to take 5-6 hours for it to get cooked. When do you have das eat it? Shabbos morning. So then there's no gzeres shemiyata b'cholim. Zichet by tomorrow morning will be cooked well. His male kibun the loy chazirut. It's not roy eat anyway tonight. His asuche meitzer daiti menei. V'loy osir lechatuya yicholim. Yizicha don't think about it Friday night because it's not oimit to eat anyway Friday night. You first need it tomorrow morning, so you don't have das to be lechatuya to hit the coals. Rashi v'hashtu diyom amar ti hanochas kederu loy asiri alimishum chatiya. You're not allowed to put a pot on top of the fire because it's there you come to hit it. If it's a raw, whatever it is, raw cholent, raw food, and it cooks throughout the whole night. Because something raw on the mile, you don't have that seated that night. We didn't leave it there for that purpose. So you want to eat it tomorrow. We're not afraid to come to hit the coals. It's a long time for it to cook. I had the Bryce before says you can't put up these shalom beans. Shame call Lila by Yom Dalehim. Rashi goes, there those beans, like Rashi first said, takes a long, long time for them to cook. So there even the night and the day won't be enough. So there we're afraid to come in the morning, you'll see it's not ready yet, you'll go and hit the gecholim. So Khurub is man is there that with our cooking, the more you put up something, it gets done in an hour or two, could be you would have this gezeira. If you put up a raw right before Shabbos on top of the fire without a blech. For the ma'aseh is manazeh, I will fool, whatever you put up, potatoes you put up or something, it takes an hour for the cook and then it's roi. So even that Friday night, you would have das tidit. So the answer is to have a blech, where the blech will be mutter. But the Gemara is saying, vice numerous times at least, we had this kedera chaisa, raw cholent, it took a very long time for it to be cooked, had a small fire then, so since you zichet don't have das tidit at night, it's mutter. So the more uboshel shape domi, let's look to you calling uboshel shape domi, uboshel if it's already cooked also shape domi. You'll have to put it up right before Shabbos because there's no gzera shemiyach. It's already cooked. You just want to warm it up. For warming it up, there's no gzera. You come to hit it. So the time if you have a chon that's cooked already before Shabbos, then you're allowed to leave it on the fire even without a blech. You will need a blech. The only reason why we have a blech is we'll see Gemara's later al chazoro. There's a locha that once you take the pot off the fire, you're not allowed to put it back again on top of the fire. Only if you have a blech. That's another reason why we have a blech. Even though usually all our food is cooked well before Shabbos, but most of the chinik, the hot water pot, once you take the water off the fire, if you want to put it back on again, it's only mutter if there's a blech there. Without a blech, you can't put it back. But if you just wanted to stay there to warm up,
and when you take it off, you're not going to put it back on again, then you will need a blech. Like Mar says, Abi is mevushel, cold circuit, it's cooked, you're just leaving it there to warm up before Shabbos, that's mutter, because there's no gzera, shem yachta. Boshel v'loy boshel osir. Or something started to be cooked, but it's not cooked legamri, that's when it's osir. Because here we say now, Mestam, you have das heated tonight, Friday night, and we're afraid by the time you come home from shul, you see it's not ready yet, so you're going to go and hit the coals. This would be yosef. No, it's less than that. Right, the boshel shapadam rashi mevushelas cold sorko shapadam lanicha to lay boy chitui. If it's cooked legamri before Shabbos, then you're allowed to leave it. But shenke bishul lay bishul, that's when it's also. But place be sat sorko lay med lay have kamacha bed yisoi. The other kamacha bed yisoi is shor l'shoisi. That'll be mutter. Right, so the more we show the begar machaya, but if you have this, whatever it is, this tavshul, this kugel, that's half done, half not done, that's when it's also, if you're going to throw inside of the raw bone, then shapadomi, it's mutter. Why? So Rashi showed the begar machaya, the lav dait lamechel yurtam. And it operates like a cholent, that's half done, half not done. So it's like a shum, and as time it could be ready at night time, so it'd be also. But if you're putting in a raw bone, you're like showing us that you have no das tida tonight. Like you want this bone to be cooked, or this raw meat to be cooked. So since it doesn't get cooked at night till tomorrow morning, it's like you don't have das tida this whole show until tomorrow morning. Then it'll be mutter. We showed the vegar mochaya shapidom. If you throw there a raw bone, it's mutter. From a hash to the yom amar. Komidi de kosha le zika. Le magale, anything that's bare to have the wind come into it. You're not going to uncover it. Whereas here we're talking about you put the things inside the oven. And in order to make a chito, the ovens then were, the coals were inside the oven. And in order to hit the coals, you had to open up the oven and go inside. Yeah. Now certain things, we don't know more, you'll open up the oven because we don't want the wind to come in. So something that you don't want the wind to come in, we don't have this gzeirah. But like hibisra the gediya, if you have meat from a kid's meat, it means a young goat, is vishorik, and also the tanner itself. You had it closed well. Shorik means Rashi pia tanner batit. You put like cement, or not mamma cement, just dirt around the opening of it. So that kisui ain't a muchen lachtis. Then we have two svaras where you're not going to open it up now on Shabbos to hit the coals. One svar is because you don't want the wind to come inside the tanner, and also you closed it pretty tight. So there's going to be a big tear for you to open it up and then close it again. You're not going to do that. Hi, bisra the gdiya, v'shorik, and also you put the cement, you close it tight, shapidom. The borcho, that's an older behemoth, Rashi ayel godel, an older ayel. So there, that meat, loikosh lezika. There, if the wind comes in while you're roasting it, nothing will happen to it. The borchos at the Gemara v'loy shorik, and also you didn't put any cement around the cover to it, that's vade osa. Okay, the first case is vade mutter, because you have two milas, it's closed tight, and it's bare the wind for it, and the second case is vade osa, because two chesroinis. Eshtons, the wind won't harm it, and also it's not closed tight. For the Gemara, the gediyah v'loy shorik, what about if you have this young meat, that the wind is bare, but you didn't close it too tight? Is that mutter or not? Are we guys, you'll open it up to hit the meat, to hit the coals. Or else the barcha, let's say you have this older type of meat, that it, the wind doesn't bother it, of a visharik, but you have it sealed tight. Or we have the gzeir here or not. So machlekes, Ravashi sharik, Vashi says both are mutter. As you need both chesroinis to aser it. It has to be older meat, plus that the cover is not closed tight. So therefore it's easy to open it up, and even if you open it up, the wind coming in won't ruin the meat, so then you have the gzeir, you'll open it up to hit the coals. But if you have one mila, it's mutter. Rav Yemi Medifta Osir says no. This case of Osir is only mutter. You have two milas. It has to be young meat that you don't want the wind to come in, and also it's closed tight. There's too much of a tear if you open it up. So the moral of Ravashi, the Shor, according to Ravashi, hold this mutter. A one mila by itself is mutter. Although you have a kasha for the brisa, but Tanya the brisa says ain't soylin bosoy. You're not allowed to roast meat. It says meat, botzel, onions, or beets and eggs. Elikadesh Yisraelim by Jain, unless it was roasted before Shabbos. So posh, this is the Gzeirah Hashem Yachta. So according to Rabbi Yirmi, it's always mutter. Yeah, according to Ravashi, it's always mutter. And the Gemara posh it, Hosom, the Baruch of Loi Sarek. Because Ravashi is also masking, there's at least one case that's Osir. If you have older meat, that the wind doesn't stir it, doesn't ruin it. And also it's not closed tight, so there it's easy to open up the tanner, and we're afraid then you'll open it up to Machta. So that's Chandra's Braisa. Ikadiyam, another lesson learns like this.
The gdiya, if it's young meat, vein sharek, vein le sharek shapadami. The price says klo. You only need one milo. Since it's young meat, so if you open up the tana while you're cooking it, the wind comes in, ruins the meat, there's no gzeri. You'll have to have that cooking on Shabbos, because we're not goyzer shema yachta. You won't open up the tana to hit the coals. The baruch, if you have older meat, nami. Vishorik, and also, even though older meat, the wind doesn't ruin it, but if you close it, seal it tight, it's also muti, shapadami. Keep pligi, where's the machlek is, the baruch, older meat, for lo shorik, and it's not sealed tight. So it's mamish tuchas too, it's very easy to open it up, and also the wind coming in doesn't ruin it, so there's a good zera. The Ravashi shor, Ravashi says, even that is mutter. Sounds going to be shver. According to Ravashi, there's no case that's also by roasting meat. Because any time you roast meat in the oven, it's always mutter. Even this older meat, and even the older meat, and even the older meat with the cover not sealed down is also. Is also mutter. Shari. We have Yimya Medifta Osir. Yimya Medifta says, no, this one case is Osir. For the Gemara, the Olor Abashi, the Shari, according to Abashi, it says, even this case is mutter. We have all the meat. And the cover is not sealed, so it's always mutter. For the Gemara, Ivatanya, we learned in the Braisa, Ein Soilin Vosir, you're not allowed to roast meat. Now, according to Abashi, there's no Hechatim, so where is it also to be solid meat? According to Abashi, it's always mutter. Bottle onions or baits and eggs. The price is only if it's cooked before Shabbos. And the Gemara, they were talking about not that it's in the oven. Talking about you have the meat mamish on top of the coals itself. And he says on the floor, you have coals on the floor, and you put a piece of meat on top of the coals. There, everybody's masking the gzera. Since it's mamish in front of your nose, and you can see that the meat is not doing so well, so there we're afraid you're going to come and hit the coals on Shabbos. Omer Ravina, hi kro. You have a pumpkin. Chai, a raw pumpkin is shapadom. You let it put it on the fire before Shabbos and let it cook through Shabbos. Why keep in the kosher lezika? Since you put it in a tanner, you want it to keep closed. Since for opening it up, the wind will come in, it's bad for the pumpkin. It's kibisu the diadomi. It's daimed to basar that the wind is bad and sakamutav. Right? But the Maisim, we have a blech, you won't have the shaylas here, though. If you have a blech, there's no shaylas. But only be a shaylas if something is not cooked legami before Shabbos. But most of all our food is always cooked well before Shabbos, so anyway, you won't have these gzeres. Right, the Beshama Yemer Meimoichin. Beshama says you're not allowed to sell something to a goy right before Shabbos, unless the goy takes the chepes and gets to his house before Shabbos. Tana Rabbon. You're not allowed to sell something you own to a goy on Erev Shabbos unless he gets home before Shabbos. You can't lend him something. Shaila usually means lending something, he'll give it back. I mean, you give him a kli, then he'll return the kli. The same thing then. Halvozatrashi is lending, but davar nitin like so, like money. You lend somebody money, you don't get back the same money, you get back something else. So Bisham holds both things are awesome. Lo yiv lenu. V'lo yitein lo matoni. You can't give a goy matona. Ela kadesh yegiya lebeisoy. Unless the goy is able to get home before Shabbos. Because according to Bisham, as a gzeir, it looks as if he's your shliach. Since he's leaving your house right before Shabbos, people think like you told him to take this kli for you, and he's carrying it for you someplace. So goy is doing a melacha for you on Shabbos. That's awesome. That's Bishamis gzeirus. Ubeisil loyim don't know because they shigil lebeis hasomak lechoyma. He has to true get to his city, but he doesn't have to be able to reach his house. Now, if he reaches the first house in that city, it's mutter. No, the Pshan Beis Hillel is, it's enough that the goy leaves your house before Shabbos. Once he leaves your house before Shabbos, even though now it becomes Shabbos and he's walking home, there's no gzera. Because Bemison is not carrying it for you. He bought something or he borrowed something he wants to use for his own purpose. So he's carrying it for his own purpose, there's no gzera. Om Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Heinein Dibri Rabbi Kiva, Heinein Dibri Beis Hillel. Loibor Rabbi Kiva, Alafarish Dibri Beis Hillel. His Rabbi Kiva is not a third cheetah. Rabbi Kiva is saying shot in Beis Hillel. According to Beis Hillel, as long as the goy leaves your house before Shabbos, it's mutter. But he said, Enechnami, on Shabbos Gufa, the goy comes into your house and he wants to pick up a jacket or something left in your house, even though he's taking his own things, it's also. Because that's Mechse, since he leaves your house on Shabbos, it looks like you gave it to him on Shabbos to carry for yourself. So even according to Beis Hillel, it's only mutter, he has to leave your house before Shabbos. But on Shabbos, you can't come into your house and walk out with something.
Can you throw it in that time?
Well,
The what?
The Torah ben Ashad, he's got to be used before. We can't use again. They wouldn't even call Shabbos.
He's doing it though. There's exactly the other thing we spoke. No, it's still mechsed. Looks to people as if he's taking something for you and going away. That'll be awesome. The only shal we spoke about last week was amol the shal is amol by diaper service. Amol they have diaper service coming to hell. So usually they come whenever they come Thursday they come, and amol yom tov comes out on Thursday. So you're allowed to let the diaper service come into your house and take out the diapers. The chur the goy is coming into your house. He's walking out with it on Shabbos on yom tov. That chur should be awesome. Now there is the ksas hetter, because there it's a non-tzadik.
Yeah,
everybody knows you didn't call him up today, like you're not telling him to come and take it. Mm, everybody knows the diaper service comes by themselves. There are days when they come, you're not telling them to come. Same thing with the garbage. If a guy takes the garbage, comes in, if you have the garbage in your house, in your backyard, so you have to come into the backyard, take out the garbage on Shabbos. It's also a shayla. But also we make it there, because everybody knows the garbage man, you didn't tell him to come. Like he comes on his own. But Stam a guy comes into your house to pick up a keli, that's the gzera. It looks as if you're telling him to carry the keli for you. So that's also on Shabbos. It's only mut if he leaves your house before Shabbos. Turn around on him. You can't sell chometz to goy elim kem yodeya bosh yichla koyd mafesach. Divrei Beishamah, zel Beishamah. Beishamah holds that anytime you own your chometz, there's an issue, you have to make sure it's burned. There's no way to sell it to a guy. If you only sell it to a guy, you know he'll eat it up before Pesach. But if it's still going to be around my Pesach, there's no Eitzah. Or Beisilayim, and all the Lachlil, and Beisilil, Kol Zaman, Shemut Alech, Lachloi, Kol Zaman, you're allowed to eat Chometz, even for every Pesach in the morning, is Mutla Morchu, you're allowed to sell your Chometz to a Goy. Abi, the Goy owns it before Pesach, it's Mutla. Yeb Yudu Aymel, also like Beisham Eishita,